Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bins, the hoes, the studios, the shows, comes and it goes, the jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave them the slugs, the one that put them in me, the stakes, the grass, too long to see, the lawnmower, sitting right next to the tree.
Of the puzzle to the Ken Hodge, Postal Podcast.
The eyes, probation, parole, the new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole, the cell, the bus, the ride, across, the greens, the boots, the yard, the cart, the fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing, the riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots, the 23 hours that's locked, the 1 hour that's locked, the silence.
Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and I just want to start the show off by saying mad love and respect to artist DMX, and all I want to say is, DMX, you lived your life, and there are thousands, millions of people whose lives were enhanced because you were here. Let's talk Postal Podcast. And if we're going to talk Postal Podcast, I got to hit the subject right now that is causing a lot of distress and unnecessary negative vibes for postal employees. And work with me, because I'm trying to put it very nicely. Emergency Federal Employees Leave, EFEL, a.k.a. the 600-hour, 15-week benefit afforded to federal employees by the President of the United States. And yes, I wanted to enunciate on that, because I'm going to show you, or I'm going to explain to you, why my understanding of how it's being administered by the Postal Service is everything but that. So let's talk about how you qualify, or what do you need to do to request this leave. Now, in most division, districts, buildings, however they classify plant operations now, they are designating a person to be responsible for this leave. But here's where the shenanigans and everything's got to have be very ambiguous for the post office to like it. And here's what I'm talking about. In order for you to request leave under the EFL, you have to fill out a 3971. Now, let's just start with, this is what I call bullshit, I'm sorry, but I gotta tell you how I feel right now. A 3971, I have a template that I've been circulating, given to me by postal management, again, in order to help employees submit paperwork correctly. That was the intent. But as I look at it, I'm saying the first thing on the manner in which you submit a 3971 for EFL leave is, when you look in the remarks sections, you have to write a statement where it says, I, whatever your name is, affirmly state I cannot work due to category number, and then whatever category you're applying for leave under. When I see this, this automatically makes me look at the rest of the form with a slant. And let me tell you why. See, just the fact that you fill out a 3971, you're already affirmly stating that. So when the post office asked you to write that statement again, somebody in legal probably told them that that statement is going to allow them to whatever they need to do later. But I'm just saying, and pardon me for being cynical, but I've been here for a while. And when I say here, I mean Postal Service. Yes, 37, 38 years. But nonetheless, you have to fill this 3971 out, and which is understandable. But now here we go again. The post office is trying to apply the Elm and other little templates that they use referencing this 3971 as if this is a normal leave request. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is the post office, and I'm going to embellish a little more as we proceed through this podcast. This is not a normal 3971 request. Why? Because normally when you submit a 3971, there's a few actions that can take place. One, you can use your sick leave. Two, you can use your annual leave. You can be AWOL. You can be given leave without pay. You can be given administrative leave. But notice, all of these pay categories come out of the Postal Service's budget. When you look at this 3971 for EFIL, well, this is in postal dollars. So for the post office to try to put their same criteria, and their criteria is doing nothing but causing double handling of paperwork, employees being denied when they should be approved. That's what their criteria is doing. I think if the post office honestly took a step back and said, you know what? This is something for the President of the United States. We're going to use the 3971 concept, but I'm not going to try to apply the section of the Elm 513 when it comes to how we're going to get documentation, because you have to understand something. The President of the United States made this federal funds available because of a national pandemic. This is not typical 3971 business. And the sooner someone recognizes that, I'm talking from either side of the house, union, management, doesn't really matter, then we can request this leave that's been afforded to all federal employees with the same regularity as other federal employees. See, I'm going to go just a little deeper into that analogy. The post office should act more like accountants than they should be acting as if they wrote the bill. This is not a law from the Postmaster General. This is for all federal employees. Now, let me say this to you. Now, I'm certain that when they sat down and wrote this EFAIL bill, everybody understands that some of that money that's allocated, and it's sad that we actually have to understand this, but we understand some of that money is going to go to fraud, because 600 hours, 570 million, if you think every penny of that is going to be accounted for, then think some more thoughts, but let's not have any more conversation. So we understand that some of that is going to go to fraud. So, and there's an acceptable level when you put together budgets of this size. But nonetheless, the post office should allow their employees to submit 3971s with their handwritten documentation or any other documentation that they have, and allow the postal employee to have the free share now, not nothing's, this isn't free lunch, but the free share of the hours allocated to all federal employees. Because see, what the post office is doing, again, from my perspective, this is just how I see it. You may see it differently. But from my perspective, the post office is making it so hard for you to get a benefit that's provided to all federal employees when it's not necessarily their job to do that. You know, you've handled your own budget for years. and you see what a great job you've done with that. So all I'm saying is these federal dollars, stop with your extra mandates with you want medical documentation. You can't get medical documentation in all cases. And I'm going to tell you about Ken Hodge right now. Yesterday, I took the first, well, I took my vaccine shot. I got vaccinated on yesterday. I woke up this morning feeling like crap. Now, again, as I felt better, believe it or not, I actually was getting ready to try to go into work. But then I started feeling bad again. So I just said, we'll write this one off to EFL leave. But let me tell you something, and I really, really mean this very sincerely. What I felt this morning wasn't good. It didn't make me feel nice. It had me real sluggish. So sometimes when you are put in a situation that others complain about, now I can be a better advocate for that same situation. Because I'm sure when I submit my 3971, they're going to ask me for some documentation. Well, what documentation can I give you other than, listen, I woke up, I was not feeling well. I didn't want to come in here and be sick at work. And there is the option for me to use this leave. Why do you want to make it hard for me when it's not your money? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not just saying open the doors and just let all the money go out the window. No, you have to have, you got to be accountable. But I think the post office, and just like everything else they try to do, just want to make it hard and just impossible for employees to use. I got two more items I want to go over with you on this show. And again, I need you to take interest in this and become proactive in whatever it is we need to do collectively to let the post office know, just stay in your lane. If we've been given opportunity to a federal initiative, then don't stop us from using it. And when I say stop us, don't stop your postal employees. Don't deter, don't hinder, don't put obstacles up. You should be there trying to assist. Real quick, effective March 12th, the American Rescue Plan Act provide employees with up to 600 hours of paid emergency federal employee leave, EFEL. This leave is available to employees beginning March 12th, 2021 and continuing through September 30th, or until the funding established in the Emergency Federal Employees Fund for reimbursement is exhausted. The leave is available to employees who are unable to work due to one of the 8 qualifying reasons as summarized in the chart below, and I'm going to read them. Reason number 1 is subject to a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to COVID-19. We are exempt from the Postal Service. Reason number 2 has been advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine due to concerns related to COVID. So if you are asked to quarantine, yes, you're entitled to this leave. Reason number 3 is caring for an individual who is subject to such an order as or has been so advised to self-quarantine or by a state and federal, or just self-quarantine as being recommended by a doctor. 4 is experienced COVID-19 symptoms and seeking medical diagnosis. You qualify for this leave before you see the doctor. Number 5 is caring for the employee's son or daughter if the school or place of care of the son or daughter has been closed. So if your child is out of school, school's closed. Now watch this. If they're doing virtual learning, you got to understand something, folks. It is just that simple. The post office is making this very hard for you. Just with the reason number 5, with virtual learning or you're home with your kids, I've heard some MDOs tell some people, well, if you work tour 1, you can't take off because nobody's in school during 12-1 hours. you know, I want to use another word, but I'll just say you uninformed person. Listen to me very carefully. Here are the criteria. Does anybody see anything in here about hours that your child goes to school? Do anyone see anything in here about hours that you work? What happens is, it's a criteria. You meet the criteria. Now the post office is putting all this other nonsense to get you out of being qualified. Reason number six is experience. Any other substantially similar condition. No condition could be identified. Reason number seven is caring for a family member with a mental or physical disability or who is 55 years of age and older and incapable of self-care. Again, doesn't matter what time you're doing that. As long as you are in the act of caring for a family member, you qualify for this leave. And again, I don't see where court documents or things of that nature is being asked for right now. Number eight is obtaining immunization related to COVID-19 or is recovering from any injury, disability, illness, or condition related to such immunization. So when I say to you, I'm having a bad day after I got my vaccination, you don't say to me, bring me a doctor's note. You don't have that right to say that to me. When I say to you, I'm recovering from an injury, disability, illness, or condition related to such immunization, you just signed the 3971 and pay the employees out of the federal dollars that have been set aside for the employees. Okay, I'm going to bring the podcast to a close with what I called a shield for postal employees when management starts that shenanigans with all the extra documentation they think they want or have a right to. What they're going to use on you is Section 513 out of the Elm. And if you listen, I'll show you how to educate the manager when they approach you with this. First thing, let's go to 513-342. And that is, I want to start with approval or disapproval. The supervisor is responsible. Ups, not a supervisor, the supervisor. So already, Postal Service, you're not going by your own elm when you try to hold me accountable. Because if you have one supervisor in charge of this program, that means that's not the supervisor, that's a supervisor. And listen to me very carefully, folks. I know you may think I'm trying to be very semantical here, but you have to understand, you have to use what you have in order to fight for your rights. Anyway, the supervisor is responsible for approving or disapproving requests for sick leave. So already they're not going by the elm because a supervisor, not the supervisor. But listen very carefully. When we talk about sick leave documentation required, you got to understand something here. For periods of absence of 3 days or less, supervisor may accept the employee statement explaining the absence. Stand by, because this is the part the post office don't want you to know. Medical documentation or other acceptable evidence of incapacity to work or need to care for a family member is required only, not sometimes, not when I think I want to flex my power, only when the employee is on restricted sick leave. Okay? So if you're not on restricted sick leave, absences of 3 days and less, stop that with the I need documentation. Let's continue. Extended periods. Employees who are on sick leave for extended periods are required to submit at appropriate intervals, but not more than frequency, once every 30 days, satisfactory evidence of continued incapacity to work. So if the federal government says you have 600 hours, the post office is going to continue to extend it in 14-day increments until somebody makes enough noise that they stop. But they're going to continue extended in 14-day increments, even though that's a violation or that's not in line with the ELM either. But they're going to use that 513 on you. And as I close the podcast, I want management to know that Section 513 of the ELM only covers the sick leave portion of EFL leave. It does nothing to address caring for other members, does nothing to address homeschooling. So expand your references, and employees understand this. If you are out of work, especially for EFL, for 3 days and less, and you're being required or you're being asked for medical documentation and you're not on restricted sick leave, I need you to go see your union and be motivated when you go see, and don't take no for an answer, because that's not right. Because there are some things that someone has to champion. And if I have to do that, I'll be more than happy to contact whoever it is I need to contact in your behalf. And maybe we can have a conversation and let them know we understand how this is supposed to go. So how about if we do it as per the guidelines? This is Kenny Hodge. I wanted to be very informative today because the post office is sending you, having us jump through hoops for EFL leave, and none of this is necessary. So, United States Postal Service, come on, help your employees instead of hinder them. Allow them free access to this emergency fund that's set aside for them. Trust me, they'll come back better employees. Have an awesome day.